Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. It is the oldest beauty pageant in the United States, but now you won't be able to call it that anymore. Miss America has decided to eliminate its long-standing swimsuit competition and will now focus on women's character and intelligence.
We really want to see the organization be a platform upon which young women can advance themselves.
What does that say to younger women worldwide? Will it revolutionize the ways we relate to one another? Miss America changes this week on American Cafe. This month, the Miss America organization announced it was eliminating the swimsuit competition from its annual pageant in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Ironically, Miss America, which bills itself as the largest supplier of scholarships to young women, started as a bathing suit competition in the 1920s to bring tourists back to the seashore. But in the wake of the sexual assault and harassment scandal that enveloped Hollywood and led to the Me Too and the Time's Up movements, Miss America had a crisis of its own. Its former board chairman, Sam Haskell, and other pageant leaders were cited for making inappropriate comments about contestants and former winners. Haskell was suspended and later resigned along with two other board members. Regina Hopper is the current CEO of the Miss America organization. She says that the move to eliminate the swimsuits was made because the time was right.
We're doing this because of the young women who are growing up in a cultural environment where they say, but I too want to be able to speak my mind. I too want to be judged, if judged at all, on my intellect and my ability and my dreams and my goals.
While the swimsuit event will be gone from the competition, the evening gown will still be part of it, so young women, according to Hopper, can dress the way that they think is most appropriate to their personality. Competitors trying to reach Miss America will continue to compete under the old system this year. For some perspective on this move, I talked with Terry Boyer. She's the founding director of the Villanova University Anne Welsh McNulty Institute for Women's Leadership in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She told me that Miss America's change in leadership was both followed and leading a cultural change.
And when you look at the Miss America Foundation's website and their promotional materials, they want to be known as the largest provider of scholarships for young women. And that's a different mission and message than something like a swimsuit competition would put forth.
Eileen Anderson Fye is an associate professor of bioethics and the director of the bioethics master's degree program at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. She told me that the decision by Miss America is double-edged because at the lower levels, contestants will still be judged on beauty standards this year.
With the beauty criteria remaining in the lower levels, in the earlier levels, that, of course, is a mixed message and will still trickle up, you know, a unitary set of body ideals, beauty ideals, which, you know, there has also been a statement now that we are trying to broaden, that it's not just about that.
The Miss America organization has said it wants the competition to be more about character and intellect than physical appearance. Anderson Fye points out that there is already a competition that emphasizes those things. It's called Getting Into College. Mandy McMichael is a researcher and ordained Baptist minister at Baylor University in Texas. She told me that Miss America might have wanted to make this change before, but acted now because the culture shifted.
The cultural momentum allows for that to happen because they're not going to experience as much backlash because this is all through the culture. This is what we expect now, is that we will look at women in a different way and that we won't put up with this objectification in the same ways that it has been ignored or not talked about before. And so I think that too is quite predictable.
Celine Chinoy is a life coach and the author of Beauty Redefined. She told me that the Miss America move will influence young women, but there is still a big need for parents, mentors, and others to help young women have a healthy body image.
So if a girl is following a bunch of Instagram models and only reading celebrity gossip columns and fashion blogs, then yes, I mean, it's going to hurt them, especially if they're not conscious about the effect it might be having on them. They should be taught how to use, the medium, the platform, the internet and social media for more noble purposes, to stay informed about the world, and they can use it as a way to support causes that are important to them.
Eileen Anderson Fye of Case Western Reserve University says that many young women will pay more attention to their Instagram feed than they do to competitions like Miss America.
The greater diversity has opened up new worlds, actually, for young women's empowerment, young women's diverse images to be beautiful, to be strong, to be powerful. But it also gives them this kind of 24/7 access that can contribute to mental health problems like depression, eating disorders, body image disorders, anxiety disorders, because you can never keep up. You can never perfect yourself or be as good as you think somebody else is on these constant images.
Terry Boyer of Villanova is the mother of two pre-teenage daughters. She says that she hopes this move by Miss America and the larger shift in American culture will help her children understand their true worth.
And I hope that what they also see in this is that they can use them, can be themselves in a way that doesn't have to be about a certain standard of beauty, but that seeing beauty beyond a standard to what the outcomes are in their relationships and in their interactions with others.
We should note here that there are other competitions, Miss USA, for example, that have not eliminated the swimsuit event. On its website, Miss USA says the winner there must, above all, be confident. She must have the ability to articulate her ambition and must demonstrate authenticity, credibility, and exhibit grace under pressure. So, what's your opinion? Let us know by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And you can find other episodes of our program at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.